the seed idea I had for the pyramid movement, or the original draft that I had of it, was to use a repeating polyrhythm, or let's say a jointed fractal kind of polyrhythm, which is, you know, when you deal with a fractal, in a way, it's kind of like the box inside of a box, or one object nested inside of another, nested inside of another. Or the way, if you look at, in the winter, if you look at how deciduous trees grow, and you see that they fork, and then they fork, and they fork again, and each time you get pretty close to a repetition of the same pattern of growth and division, but each time it's a little smaller. That's some examples of fractal. So it's always fascinated me to think of, like, well, how could you move between different rhythmic strata in a way where it's both connected, but it can stretch quite a distance. Now, one of the sources for this would be, say, if you listen to Coltrane's Afro Blue, and you listen to the rhythm section. Well, the tune is ostensibly in 3/4. But if you listen to the rhythm section, quite a bit of the time you hear this really driving 2 inside of that 3, which in notational terms we call a dotted quarter note. But if you listen to Mr. Jones and his drumming on there, as he's throwing a lot of triplets in relation to the quarter note on top of that, which if you did the math on that, you'd end up with a relation that's most easily expressed as 4, 6, 9. What's nice is inside of that is you've got two different versions of the same polyrhythmic relationship, which is a simultaneous 2 and 3. So first you have, let's just identify our central pulse, what we would notationally call the quarter note. That's the pivot point. And so, you know, if we do that in groups of 3, here's what it would sound like with a simultaneous 2. Okay, now if you take that pivot point that's going, and you take it, and you take it, for every 2 of those, you put a 3 with that, which will be faster. It'll sound like this. Okay, now hear it if I go back and forth between those two strata. Get the idea? Okay. So you basically you're doing what we would call, say, a rhythmic modulation. You put it all together, it would sound like this. So then I had to figure out, how was I going to identify these different